I love old lamps and old lampshades. Some of us don't start out as collectors by intention, but the numbers keep growing and I look around and I do have a bunch of lamps. For my friend Pam, it was an unintentional sofa collection. She had plenty of room in a big flat in Boston's Back Bay, and then from there she moved to a main farmhouse and pared down her sofas, but the last time I visited, I noticed a lot of chairs. I recently emerged from a small table phase. I gave some away. I sold some. I don't miss the tables that left, but I'm unable to say goodbye to any of these lamps. Old lamps work fine, as long as you know someone who can rewire them. My friend Itzy in Mill Valley, at nearly 90 years old, had a full workshop on one level of his hillside home. He kept all my treasures in working order. After Itzy passed, one of my favorite old lamps flickered and died. Todd to the rescue. Todd's a prolific music producer who also knows his way around tools. He sent me to Home Depot in Woodland Hills with a piece of paper specifying a part he needed. Back in Northern California, I plugged it in. It glows. Todd, you don't know what you've gotten yourself into being good at stuff like fixing old lamps. Old picture frames, a topic for another time. Music this week is, of course, This Little Light of Mine.